Okay, so let's get started. It's Hepto-Biliary System 1, page 60 of your PRAC manual, Practical 11, the first of two classes where we'll go through the liver and gallbladder. In this class, we'll mainly be going through the liver. There are two parts to today's class. The first part, which I'll be going through with you, is the normal histology of the liver and the liver structure. The second part of today's class will be the abnormal liver and describe the pathology of abnormalities associated with the liver. And we'll have some pathologists along to go through the abnormal slides with you. As I said, I'll record this and put it on the additional information page so you can revise later on. So the way I'd like to go through this is I'll go through the very first two slides, which are two different ways of looking at the staining of the normal liver, and then we'll have a break, the tutors will come around, answer any questions that you might have, and then we'll go on to the specialist stains, which identify specific features that we want to demonstrate about liver structure. I have also prepared for today's class, which is linked on the notes, a page which you should read after the class on the normal liver histology as well. So if we start with this first slide, this is a normal liver from the pig. It's stained with hematoxylin and van Giessen. And the advantage of this type of stain is it stains quite clearly the connective tissue. So the connective tissue will become very obvious in this hematoxylin and van Giessen stain. The second reason for showing you a pig slide rather than the human liver structure first is that the pig has much more clear structure for the lobules. When we look at the human liver in the second slide, you'll notice that the lobular structure of the liver isn't as obvious. So at this low magnification, firstly notice that the bottom edge of the slide here indicates the edge of the liver itself. And this may also be a fold in the liver surface. The other three sides that are straight, the top and the two sides here, these are cut edges of the liver. So you won't see any of the normal edge structure of the liver itself. So at the bottom edge here, we see Glisson's capsule, which is a connective tissue coating that covers the surface of the liver. It's not a thick structure, it's very thin, mainly made up of collagen fibres, and has a surface epithelium, which we describe as a mesothelium. So a single layer of cells, a mesothelium, covering the surface. Even at this low magnification, as we zoom in a little bit, you'll notice that the liver is divided up into these little lobules. So each one of these elements, surrounded and separated from its neighbour by connective tissue, is described as a lobule. And these lobules are the basic structure of the liver. And the four anatomical lobes of the liver consist of many of these smaller lobules. So lots of little lobules form a single lobe, and then four anatomical lobes form the actual liver itself. If you want to follow where I am, I'm on this yellow box here, so as we zoom in close, you can get a feeling for what's happening. And the first thing you notice when you look at the basic structure of the lobule is that it has, at the centre of the lobule, a large structure here on each one of them. And this structure, because it lies in the middle of the lobule and because it's a vein, is the central vein. So each lobule has a central vein. And when we go in and look a little bit closer, you can even see at a macroscopic level that radiating out from it like a sun are our hepatocytes. So the hepatocytes radiate out from this central vein region. Now, all of the lobules will have this central vein. It may not be obvious in all of the cross sections because of the plane of sectioning. So unless you're in the core of the lobule itself, you won't see that central vein structure. So let's have a look at one of them up close. Now, the first thing to notice is that surrounding the lobule is a layer of connective tissue, stained in red here, that consists mainly of collagen fibres and fibroblasts. But it's the collagen fibres which are staining bright red in this image. You can now quite clearly see the large central vein, and the darker staining cells, the dark brown cells radiating out like the rays from a sun, these are the hepatocytes. So each one of those is the parenchymal cell of the liver, that is the functional cell of the liver. So hepatocyte, the parenchymal or functional cell of the liver. Now, at a closer magnification, you can see this central vein, like all veins, is lined by what? What lines a vein? An endothelium. So the endothelium will have flattened squamous nuclei associated with it, and as a ready marker for identifying blood vessels, both arteries and veins will be lined by an endothelium. And this is important when we look at the difference between blood vessels and the ducts associated with the liver. You'll see a difference in the lining of these structures. So here are our hepatocytes. They form these columns, and these columns radiate out from our central vein. And separating them are these pale staining regions, and filled entirely in these pale staining regions are cells without nuclei, so they must be what? What cells don't have nuclei? Red blood cells. So you can now see that the liver is richly vascularized in terms of the amount of blood that's in it. And so these spaces that are filled with red blood cells, and let me outline one of them here for you. This structure that we see here. And then we get a column of hepatocytes, and then another space filled with red blood cells and so on. These spaces are the sinusoidal spaces, or the sinusoids. So sinusoids are the spaces filled with blood. In this case, it's a discontinuous fenestrated endothelium is the correct histological description for the lining of these sinusoids. So these are a special type of vascular space, a very leaky vascular space, which allows readily the exchange of materials across the sinusoidal space to the hepatocytes. So this is the basic structure. We've got lots of exchange areas for blood to exchange.